available right now. News Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie with you here. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Text always appreciated, whether it has to anything to do with what we're talking about or your traffic tips. Certainly appreciate that as well. 850-437-1620. Almost done with a Thursday and one day left before the weekend. Certainly looking forward to that. Hopefully you are as well. A lot of good plans. Gracie, do you have anything tentatively scheduled for the weekend?
I actually have a jam-packed weekend.
Really?
What's
going on?
I'm going to drive to Kissimmee on Saturday and then drive back on Sunday. So I wasn't going. So my sister is going to college next week.
Okay.
So they're having her going away party.
All
and
right.
I wasn't going to go because I was like, I just saw you guys. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to take off work to go to your party. So sorry, Sarah. But now my other sister is going and she's bringing my niece and nephew.
Aww.
And so I'm like, I'm not going to be the only sibling left out, so I'm going to go. So it'll be fun.
What's the length of that ride?
It's like 6 hours and 30 minutes, so it's doable. It's just like a lot for 2 days.
Yeah, for 2 days, that's a lot of driving there.
But I love my siblings.
Yes.
So
yeah, good time with family. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
When you come back and as the days goes on, you will not be thinking about the car ride, the amount of time spent in there. You will be thinking about the good memories that you made. So,
are you going to see Oppenheimer?
I'm going to do my best. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the plan. I believe that my wife has a ladies thing going on with other ladies at her church on Saturday. So I believe Saturday night will be the time when I won't have the baby with me. So she'll be with her and whatever lady wants to hold her at that particular time.
Yeah.
So I will be by myself and looking forward to seeing Oppenheimer. But, you know, I was looking at the AMC app, and, I mean, even tonight on a Thursday. Now, I mean, Thursday is, a good movie night, but, I mean, we're into the second weekend now. But the IMAX theater for 6:30, jam-packed.
Wow.
I'm not going to do 10:30, obviously, but it's looking like the weekend. It looks like it's the opening weekend, you know, just the IMAX theaters are jam packed again here this weekend. So, you know, I hope that I can find a seat somewhere, preferably in the center.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to go see Oppenheimer and be way up in the corner or off to the side.
Nope.
So we'll see how that works out. Really quickly here are top three stories before we get to our, traffic and weather. Former President Trump's lawyers have been told to expect an indictment on the investigation into his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. That's according to NBC News. The outlet also reports two of Trump's lawyers met with prosecutors in special counsel Jack Smith's office. I would also add to this, since we're talking about Trump, that additional charges against him now in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case are being filed. Special counsel Smith adding one defendant and additional charges to the prior indictment against Trump and Walt Nauta. Carlos de Oliveira, who was the maintenance worker who helped Nauta move boxes containing classified documents, an additional charge of willful retention, as well as two new obstruction counts being added as well. So that coming out a little bit earlier this afternoon.
Also, this July is on track to become the hottest month on record. That's according to new data from the Earth Observation Unit of the EU Space Program and the World Meteorological Organization. It comes after June broke the record for being the hottest June ever.
Finally, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's only considering an impeachment inquiry into President Biden at the time and not impeachment.
What impeachment inquiry does when you vote on the floor, it gives you the apex of power of Congress.
And what he means by that is the power to obtain the documents they need to investigate the president, centered around the Republican-led investigation into the Biden family's business dealings. 6:16 right now, we'll get a check of the roads and weather.
Roads are looking great. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. See something else on the roads? Always feel free to call the traffic line. It's 850-262-6111. And as we're getting closer to the weekend, we're looking great weather-wise. Coming up tomorrow, we do have 20% chances of rain and a high of 92, so expect some rain there. Taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have some rain going throughout our area. Just one patch of thunderstorms going through Milton right now, right near I-10. So just keep that in mind that we may be seeing a small patch of rain for this evening moving into the rest of the area. If you see something else again on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some local headlines now, Channel 3 talked to Senator Rick Scott, and he's voicing his frustration over the scheduled phone call tomorrow with Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall.
No one has said that our bases have any problem fulfilling their mission. Nobody. So this seems like it's just a political decision by the Biden administration, but I'm going to fight like hell to stop it.
Scott, along with Senator Marco Rubio and Congressman Matt Gaetz, are bracing for the news that the Air Force intends to move Special Operations Forces out of Hurlburt Field. Scott says he was blindsided over the lack of transparency and called it wrong and inappropriate. According to Channel 3, a 2022 economic impact statement shows military and civilian salaries bring more than $1 billion into their local economy. Some legal notes now. The trial of the mother accused of fatally injuring her daughter inside a Pensacola hospital will enter its second day tomorrow. Today, prosecutors presented 7 witnesses and over 6 hours of testimony, including from District 1 medical examiner Dr. Deanna Oleski.
I noted that she had 3, I wrote confluent means that they're touching. So she had 3 touching 1-inch red-purple contusions over her left upper lateral chest. So she had a 1.5-inch faint linear abrasion over her left lower abdomen.
Oleski ruled the cause of death as blunt force trauma to the torso. Jessica Bortle is charged with manslaughter in the death of 14-year-old Jasmine Singletary back in July of 2021. The defense will begin their case in the morning. Federal prosecutors say a 35-year-old man from Milton will spend the rest of his life in prison for sexual abuse of a child and child porn charges. The U.S. attorney says Christopher Hoffman was convicted on charges including engaging in a child exploitation enterprise. This all stemmed from an investigation that started back in May 2021 when special agents from Homeland Security saw a message from Hoffman's online persona Inserio that indicated he had access to a child that he was abusing and grooming for future abuse. In Santa Rosa County today, a discussion on impact fees following a presentation from Duncan Associates. They took no action, but there was plenty of discussion.
I do think that something, you know, a reasonable impact fee, a reasonable amount, which frankly I see the $1,636 average for a single family home appears to be pretty darn reasonable.
That's Commission Chairman Colton right there. During the presentation, Duncan Representative Clancy Mullins outlined potential impact fees for buyers of new single-family homes. They range from $1,586 for homes less than 2,000 square feet up to $1,846 for 3,000 square feet or more. And if separate fees for parks and law enforcement were added, they would range from $1,911 up to $2,254 for single-family homes. These impact fees are charged to the builder, who then passes them on to the new owner of those homes once they are built and moved into at closing. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines still to come. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Football season is fast approaching, and football fans are some of the most loyal fans you can find. We have all the games that the football fanatics will be hearing this season. Put your business in front of all of these consumers. Support the teams and fans like the Florida State Seminoles, UWF Argo football team, the Friday night tradition of high school football, as well as the top NCAA and NFL football games all season long. Jump into the season and make your business score with our very affordable packages. Call us today at 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. We're going to get our state headlines in just a bit, but first, a look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 98. If you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line number. For weather, we do have some rain going throughout our area. Taking a look at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar, we do have one cell of some thunderstorms going through Milton currently, so expect that to move westbound throughout the rest of Pace and Pensacola. If you see something else, again, on the roads, traffic line is 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic on the fives.
Looking at some state headlines today, SpaceX is going to be trying to conduct back-to-back launches tonight from the Space Coast. The company will first attempt to send 22 Starlink communication satellites into low Earth orbit at 9:20, and less than an hour later, will attempt to launch its Falcon Heavy rocket. If successful, it'll carry the largest commercial communication satellite ever built.
Also, Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says he's considering naming the Democrat candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the nation's health agencies, the FDA or the CDC. DeSantis indicated that he generally aligns with Kennedy's speculation views on the COVID-19 policies and vaccines, and those views could make Kennedy his choice to lead the federal agency with medical and jurisdiction.
Florida has no plans to change its controversial Black History curriculum. That's what Education Commissioner Manny Diaz told school districts in a memo he sent out yesterday. In that memo, Diaz writes, "We'll be moving forward with implementing Florida's new history standards," adding that standards are supported by historical accounts of African Americans, including slaves and their immediate descendants.
New federal legislation named after one of the victims of the Parkland School massacre could increase safety measures on campus. So a group of lawmakers introduced the ELISA Act and the SOS Act while on Capitol Hill earlier today. The measures would require a silent panic alarms in classrooms across the country to alert law enforcement officers of a potential danger and would increase the number of school resource officers.
And finally, in state headlines, called a once-in-a-lifetime experience, a group of fishermen near Key Largo came across a pod of killer whales recently. Video of the encounter went viral this week.
Dude, that's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it certainly would be. Seeing orcas is on my travel bucket list. One day I will do something like an Alaskan cruise or go to the Pacific Northwest because I do want to see some of them. I don't know that I want to get that close, but just from a distance, you know, maybe a couple of free willy jumps, yeah. You know, but that'd be a super cool once in a lifetime experience there. Quickly, some national headlines here before we get to the Fox News break. President Biden is advising Americans to visit heat.gov to get information on how to stay safe during the record heat, adding that there's no more denying the impact of climate change. He's directing the Department of Labor to issue a hazard alert to tell employers what they should do to protect workers and help ensure employees are aware of their rights.
A convicted Michigan school shooter is in court today for a hearing to determine if he will ever be eligible for parole. That's Ethan Crumbly pleaded guilty to all charges in the 2021 November shooting that killed four students and injured seven other people at Oxford High School. He was 15 at the time.
Lawmakers at odds over gender-affirming care for minors.
Medical professionals and schools increasingly see parents as, quote, transphobic bullies who must be prevented from standing in the way of the medical sexual transition of their own kids.
That's Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, who says it's anything but affirming and caring, arguing adults are permanently altering the bodies of children who don't have the capacity to make those decisions on their own.
And the Justice Department is launching a civil rights investigation into claims that the Memphis Police Department used excessive force against black residents. The probe announced Thursday. This comes 7 months after the police beat Tyree Nichols to death. Although Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark says it's not based on any one incident of misconduct.
And the White House ruling out a pardon for Hunter Biden.
The Department of Justice is independent. We give them the space to be independent, and we respect the rule of law.
So Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre simply replied no when asked if a pardon for the president's son was possible. This comes after Hunter's plea deal involving tax and gun charges fell apart yesterday. 6:30 is the time now. Fox News Update is coming up. We've got sports news and health, business, and science to come. Today, a scary day for the Cincinnati Bengals and quarterback Joe Burrow, and a historic one for Shohei Ohtani.
Fox News Alert, I'm Matt Napolitano. Former President Donald Trump facing new charges in his classified documents case. The special counsel charging Trump with an additional count of willful retention of national defense information and two new counts of obstruction. Those obstruction charges are based on allegations of surveillance video being deleted from Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate last year. Trump's associate, Walt Nauta, also charged, as well as a new defendant.
He's identified as Carlos de Oliveira and ID'd as the head of the maintenance at Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, the superseding indictment, also charges de Oliveira with making false statements and representations in an interview with the FBI earlier this year in January of 2023. De Oliveira is scheduled to appear in a Miami courtroom on Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. After today's market close, Ford Motor reported second quarter earnings and revenue that handily beat analysts' expectations. The vehicle maker also raised its full-year guidance, citing in part strong demand for its trucks. Ford shares, however, are down about 1% in after-hours trading. In the market's regular session, an early rally fizzled out and stocks finished firmly in the red, with the Dow Jones Industrials falling 237 points, snapping that index's 13-day streak of gains. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite lost 29 and 77 points, respectively. Chick-fil-A is testing out two new restaurant concepts, a four-lane drive-thru and a kitchen above, and a walk-up store for digital orders, as it becomes the latest chain to try to get customers to skip the dining room. The drive-thru is set to open in Atlanta next year. Customers can either order ahead via the Chick-fil-A app and then receive their meals at one of two lanes dedicated for mobile orders, or they can order as usual through a regular drive-thru lane. That's your money now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. NFL coaches are probably like the rest of us. They like some of their coworkers and dislike others. But usually coaches don't openly rip their brethren. Apparently Sean Payton doesn't care anymore. The new Broncos coach said Nathaniel Hackett was a disaster in Denver last season. This might be a small problem for the Broncos when they face the Jets, who have Hackett as their offensive coordinator. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Southern Recipe.
Pork rinds.
Southern Recipe pork rinds not only taste bolder than your traditional snack, they're also low-carb, high-protein packed and have 7 grams of collagen per serving. Southern Recipe pork rinds are as tasty out of the bag as they are in your favorite keto-friendly recipe. Find your rind in the snack aisle or at southernrecipe.com. That's southernrecipe.com.
Southern Recipe
pork rinds.
Available in the snack aisle at your local Tractor Supply Company today.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce humidity, save on energy cost, be better for the environment, at the same time keeping your home more comfortable. Combine that with instant rebates up to $1,200 and available energy tax credits up to $2,000, and a new high-efficiency comfort system is the way to go when your home needs a new system. Want to know more? Give me a call.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more headlines as well as the world of sports. Joe's going to give us a rundown of what happened with Joe Burrow earlier today. So I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as 98 on 98 in Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have some rain going throughout our area right now. Just one little kind of thunderstorm south going throughout Milton and Pace, going to be making its way possibly into Pensacola soon here. If you see something else on the roads, 850-262-6111. This traffic line, or this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling a house today, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather.
As Gracie said, scary day for the Cincinnati Bengals today. About 80 people, players, staff, holding their collective breaths and having many heart attacks after quarterback Joe Burrow hit the deck with a non-contact injury, ended up being carted off the practice field. The good news, though, is it appears they've dodged a big bullet and it's just a calf strain. So probably a couple days off in the ice tub there, getting things back going smoothly there. But, of course, Burrow's had a torn ACL already in his professional career. He's in line to get what'll probably be a massive extension here in the next coming days or weeks. So not the time for that, of course, but the Bengals have big aspirations. So good to hear that Joe Burrow appears to be okay. Also, good news is that Bronny James is now out of the hospital. He was discharged today following the cardiac incident on Monday during a basketball practice at USC. LeBron, in a social media post today, thanking the countless people who have sent his family love and prayers. Major League Baseball today, historic day for the Angels' Shohei Ohtani. So the Angels had a doubleheader today. Yesterday's game with the Tigers was rained out, so Ohtani was supposed to pitch yesterday, so his start got pushed back to the first game. He fires a 9-inning complete game, one-hit shutout in a 6-0 win. Game two just wrapped up, the Angels beating the Tigers 11-4 in that one, and he hit two home runs in the second game. So now he has a league-leading 38 home runs and 80 RBIs on the season. Just a remarkable player. If there's any proof that aliens are out there, it's Shohei Ohtani playing baseball, because he's just absolutely remarkable. And after the season, after a likely MVP season, his second in 3 years, he will no doubt get the largest contract in baseball history by quite a good bit. So just remarkable what he is doing this year. 640 Health Business and Science notes, a penicillin shortage has health officials worried about a possible syphilis public health emergency. With supplies of the drug light, doctors have been rationing treatment for the disease, prioritizing pregnant patients and babies. The Department of Health and Human Services is putting together a task force to examine the issue. Declaring a public health emergency could free up resources to help fight the problem.
Also coming from United Airlines, United Airlines will begin to add Braille markings to the interior of its planes. Officials say that the Braille additions come during a major expansion of making the airline more customer-friendly. United Airlines said it's going to be the first U.S. airlines to add the writing system onto its planes.
Also, Bud Light maker Anheuser-Busch is laying off hundreds after the recent fallout of a boycott against the partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. It impacts nearly 2% of its workforce in the U.S. A company spokesperson says it's an attempt to simplify and reduce layers by changing its corporate structure.
Also, a new study suggests that adding or including olive oil into your diet may help aid against dementia. So research presented this week in Boston at the annual meeting of the American Society of Nutrition shows that olive oil could reduce risk of dying from dementia by 28%.
A major UN report warns against excessive smartphone use in schools by calling for a global ban. UNESCO, the UN's Education, Science, and Culture Agency, said evidence shows that excessive use of smartphones is linked to worse performance in schools. It's also said a high screen time has negative effects on children's emotional stability. UNESCO says its urge for a smartphone ban is a message that technology should work for people, not the other way around. I would agree. I would agree with that.
Yeah, me too. Coming out of Twitter, well, Twitter changed over their official handle. It is now at X. The at Twitter account is now inactivated, and the original owner of the at X account has a new handle. At X followed by a bunch of numbers is his new handle. He says that he was offered some merchandise and a tour of the offices in San Francisco for his original username being taken over. He posted all is well, he posted all's well that ends well.
Listen, he may have had no choice in this. Twitter says, hey, look, here's the deal. We're taking over X, your handle, and we'll do that whether you play along or not. If you want to play along, we'll send you a free T-shirt and give you a tour of our offices. But I would have at least floated it out there. So I'm going to need at least a six-figure offer for this.
Yeah.
Elon, you can afford it. But pretty interesting there. I wonder if he was. I wonder if that was even a conversation there. You can no longer use MasterCard to buy cannabis products. So Gracie, what's next? Visa's no MasterCard. I don't know any other. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover.
Oh yeah,
that's the other one. The company telling financial institutions it no longer allows marijuana purchases on its debit cards. A MasterCard spokesperson says the federal government considers cannabis sales illegal, so these purchases are not allowed on our systems.
Oof. Coming from our pop culture news, Luke Combs brought a young cancer survivor named Cooper on stage in his show in Foxborough, Massachusetts on Saturday. He told the crowd that Cooper came all this way to sing his favorite song. And then Luke knelt down right next to him and helped him sing the chorus to a Fast Car. The crowd even started chanting, Cooper, Cooper, Cooper.
Love stories like that. Can't get enough of them there. A pretty funny recap from Travis Kelce, the Kansas City Chiefs star, about his visit that he paid to the Taylor Swift concert at Arrowhead Stadium, of course, in Kansas City. Tried to get an audience with Taylor, but was declined. Says it was made him a little upset and took it personal.
Well, I was disappointed that she doesn't talk before or after her shows because she has to save her voice for the 44 songs that she sings. So I was a little butthurt I didn't get to hand her one of the bracelets I made for her.
You made her a bracelet?
Yeah. If you're up on Taylor Swift concerts, there are friendship bracelets, and I received a bunch of them being there, but I wanted to give Taylor Swift one with my number on it. Not right now.
Your number's in 87 or your phone number?
You know which one.
I think we all know which number he was referring to there.
Yeah.
But yeah, funny story there. So I learned something new today. The friendship bracelets are a thing at concerts. Is this Taylor Swift specific, or is this, you see this at a lot of concerts?
I think it started at Taylor Swift. I kind of think it's been kind of catching on for other concerts, but it's big for for the Swifties.
Yeah.
They're making bracelets, passing bracelets, and all that stuff.
I wonder if this would ever become a thing at sporting events.
Yeah.
Where if I can't imagine that. Mainly because it's, you know, most people at sporting events are males, and the idea of guys just coming out with these friendship bracelets. But listen, I mean, you know, I could see guys at Taylor Swift concerts doing this.
Yeah.
Maybe feeling a little bit more comfortable in their masculinity than they otherwise would at sporting events where they're saying, hey, will you take my friendship bracelet? That doesn't, you know, ring the same on a Sunday afternoon NFL stadium as it does a Taylor Swift concert.
I'm also wondering if Jason would have asked to see her, not to give him his number because he's married.
Yeah,
because
he's an Eagle. She was in Philadelphia a few weeks ago, so I would imagine that would have been the time to do it.
True.
I don't know. I'm sure, you know, people, you know, celebrities all the time, you know, especially in NFL cities like that, are saying like, hey, you know, can we meet Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
And so, but this is the first time I've heard this come out where saying like they were denied, but maybe this is happening all over the place and Travis is just the first one to say it.
Maybe. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays throughout our area, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. For weather, we do have a little bit of rain throughout our area. Just north of Milton, there are some thunderstorms making its way kind of through north of Pace right now. If you see anything else on the roads, again, traffic 9- traffic line numbers 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking at some wacky and weird headlines today. So California sea lions are going viral again. Tourists recorded what looks like sea lions charging towards people on La Jolla Beach.
Please give that large male sea lion plenty of room. They have fit people.
I haven't seen the video yet, but I just love the audio of screams and sea lions going back and forth there. But experts, though, say it's not what it looks like. SeaWorld rescue curator Kim Peterson says it looks more like a turf war between two sea lions, and people are just caught in the middle. She says it's a reminder to follow federal guidelines and stay 50 yards away from sea lions. We talked a little bit about vacations and things like that. One of the cooler trips that we took, my sister, who's in the Marine Corps, used to be out in the Oceanside, Carlsbad, California area. So we flew out there 1 year, I think it was like 2015, and we actually went to La Jolla Beach, and my dad and I did a one or two hour canoe tour where we'd set off from La Jolla Beach, and then there's like the La Jolla Caves nearby where a lot of the sea lions live. Mm-hmm. And so you got to, go right into the cave and just paddle up near them, and it was pretty cool. But we did not see any sea lions out on the beach.
Yeah.
So.
And they weren't aggressive towards
you. They were not aggressive to me.
Well, once I went to SeaWorld when I was little and watched just like a sea lion show. And then at the end, they picked one little kid from the audience to come down and hold the sea lion's hand and take a picture. Uh-huh. And they picked me from the crowd.
Yeah?
It was crazy. I was like, me.
And then
they picked at me.
And the sea lion liked it?
It was fine. I just like held its little flapper fin right there.
But that's cool.
It was cool. Yeah, I got to find that picture. Also in some wacky and weird headlines, I don't know if I'll be doing this, but if you're interested, you might be able to get some money to go to Subway. So this gimmick really wouldn't be working with Jimmy John's or Jersey Mike's, but because your name would still kind of be pretty normal. But Subway is giving out one lucky fan free sandwiches for life. All they have to do is commit to legally changing their first name to Subway. That's right. If this is something you're willing to do, you can sign up at subwaynamechange.com. It's starting on August 1st, and it's not really unlimited subs for life, but it is a lot. The winner is going to get a $50,000 kind of gift card worth of Subway. So $50,000 to Subway. You also get the $750 to cover the cost of changing your name.
Yeah, I would say $50,000 should cover you for life on that. I mean, nobody's gonna eat Subway every day.
Yeah.
But a couple of times a week, you're fine there. 6:50, we'll take our final break of the show this evening. We're coming back with more wacky and weird stuff and good news on Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
Wrapping up a Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now. Certainly appreciate you making us part of your day here. 850-437-1620, the text line. And thanks so much for your participation as well. We'll get a final check of the roads and weather here before more wacky and weird stuff and good news.
I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 in Pace and Milton. If you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Thursday into Friday keeps the temperatures warm overnight and temperatures hot into the daytime hours on Friday. Lows will be in the middle 70s when you wake up on Friday morning, back into the middle 90s for highs on Friday afternoon with feels like temperatures over 100 degrees. You might run into a small chance of rain on Friday too. Keep that in mind. This weekend also looks pretty hot as well, with slightly higher chances for rain during the afternoons. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index of 96. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, we're going to find out how many of these Gracie is guilty of. Eek. So we're talking about annoying vacation photos. If you want your friends to be excited about your vacation, maybe don't post any photos from it, because 53% of people say their friends' vacation shots just make them jealous and annoyed. The most annoying thing you can do is post daily status updates. 61% say it's overboard. I did that. On our honeymoon, we did 3 days in Paris, 3 days in Rome. I did like a day one, and here's like 8 pictures. And day two, yeah, Here's 9 more. So I'm guilty of that. So I apologize to everybody out there. I also did it on our 1 year anniversary to London, too.
I feel like a honeymoon, though, the people that went to the wedding want to know, like,
maybe
a fun, like, Paris and Rome. If you guys, like, if it was just a normal trip,
yeah,
I feel like they'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I loved it, though, you know,
yeah.
And I feel like everybody on my friends list, which I keep intentionally pretty small, but everybody likes me enough to where they're happy for me.
Yeah.
So that's what I like to think anyway. But here are the top 10 photos that annoy people the most. Number one, the thirst trap photos. Anything where you're trying too hard to be sexy. I don't do that. Vacation countdowns, like posting a photo of Cancun with the caption, arriving in 18 days and 37 minutes. Yeah, that'd be super annoying. Throwback post, photos from previous vacations. Nobody cares. I'm guilty of that one. The culturally insensitive post, like a goofy photo in front of a famous cathedral. Anything that involves yoga. I'm not sure why that would be on there, but I'm
awful at yoga, so not
are
me.
You?
Yeah.
I've never tried it, and I probably never will. The pulling you along photo where two people are holding hands and one of them, usually the girlfriend, is leading the way. That sounds like what photo that you would do.
Maybe in high school. I feel like I did cheesy girlfriend, boyfriend pictures. Also, if I'm pulling the way, we're going to get lost. So
Yeah. Good point there. You have definitely done the legs by the pool photo.
Yeah, that was big, I feel like. If you're just laying by the pool, do the hot dog legs.
Got to show the legs off and in the water. How blue and crystal clear it is. Also, airport check-in pics, like a shot of your luggage, and selfies of landmarks where you're standing in the way, blocking them. Yeah, that would be really annoying to me, too, especially if it's a landmark that I was interested in. I don't really care about you in the photo. I want to see the landmark. Unless it's the Statue of David and you just happen to be very carefully placed in the photo, you know, that I can live with.
Yeah,
there.
Some humor with it.
Right.
But just a regular
selfie.
By the way,
I'll tell this story. So one of my good friends at my church, David, we were in Rome on our honeymoon, and you know, you got all the souvenir shops, right? So I stumble into one, you know, we were looking for a Colosseum or a Leaning Tower or whatever. And then in this particular souvenir shop, there's like all these magnets and they're magnets of the Statue of David, a particular part of the Statue of David. And right above it is David in cursive.
Oh my goodness.
So I had to get him that. And I waited until I was at church when I saw him again, and I gave it to him at church. It was super embarrassing. His face got super red, but it was worth the €3 or whatever it cost. But random funny story there, but that was my favorite memory there. Well, not my favorite memory of being in Rome on my honeymoon, but it was one of them. That's going to do it for us on a Thursday. You can tell we're ready for the weekend.
Oh,
so we'll see what tomorrow brings on a Friday edition.
But watch out.
Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.